This is the first episode of the Cute Critters podcast. Today we're going to be talking all about one of the world's most popular starter pets, hamsters. Hamsters are one of the most popular rodents in the pet industry. But why? It may be due to the fact that hamsters are small and don't need a large space. It may also be because they don't cost as much money as other pets. So are they as easy to care for as one might think? Well, yes and no. It all depends on your personality and what you are looking for in a pet. If you are looking for a first pet for young children, hamsters may not be the answer, since hamsters are very fragile. Hamsters are also nocturnal, meaning that they sleep during the day. This also may not be suitable for young children because they will want to play and interact with a hamster. Hamsters may be small and considered starter pets, but they are better for a mature and experienced pet owner. So, how do you care for a hamster? Let's talk about their enclosure. Common myths about hamsters is that they're okay with a cramped cage with metal bars. The cages sold for pet hamsters are like this, with small pans that only hold about 3 centimeters of bedding. In reality, hamsters should have at least a 40-gallon tank, with proper mesh ventilation, of course. The tank should also have at least 6 inches of good quality bedding, but 8 to 10 inches is always better. You should have little spaces for them to hide. You should also have a water dish, which is better than a water bottle for a hamster's teeth. You can use a food dish, but another thing that is becoming more common to do is sprinkling the food around the enclosure. Sometimes sprouts of flax, wheat, and oat are used for foraging as well. What are you supposed to feed a hamster? In general, try to use a high-quality seed mix for hamsters, or make your own, which I'll talk about in another episode. You should also give them vegetables occasionally. Try to feed 1 to 2 tablespoons of their regular food every 1 to 2 days, giving them an opportunity to finish all of their food. How can you keep your hamster healthy? Like with other pets, it is important to check a hamster's weight. How often should this be done? This should be done about once a week. You can use a small kitchen scale if needed. If you notice any wet tail, also known as diarrhea, swelling, limping, not eating or drinking, slow moving, tiredness, or other uncommon and worrisome signs, contact a vet. What vet should you contact, though? It should be a vet that is experienced with dealing with hamsters and other small mammals. They should be well-reviewed and recommended by others. You can find one by asking friends or searching up a clinic close to where you live. Another way to keep your hamster healthy is by taking it out of its enclosure and playing with it. How do you play with a hamster? You can take them out of their enclosure and use a small pet playpen to allow your hamster to roam around supervised. Be sure to provide some places to hide as well as some toys. If your hamster is in the playpen for a long time, you should provide food and water. Don't use a playpen as a permanent enclosure, though. You can also bond with your hamster. After, you can allow it to climb on you. You can set up an enclosed space on the floor where you and your hamster can hang out. Don't ever have hamster playdates. Hamsters are solitary creatures. If you put them together, they may end up fighting and will injure or even kill each other. Is it okay for hamsters to play together or be housed together? Some people think it is okay for dwarf hamsters to play together or be housed together, but they still may end up hurting each other. So you should house any type of hamster alone. Better safe than sorry. Have I caused you to wonder what a dwarf hamster is and what distinguishes them from other types of hamsters? There are 3 main types of hamsters. Number 1, Syrian hamsters. Number 2, dwarf hamsters. Number 3, Chinese hamsters. There are 6 types of hamsters, since there are 3 types of dwarf hamsters. First, let's talk about Syrian hamsters, often nicknamed teddy bear hamsters. They are the largest. You might often think of them as golden in color, but they can be different colors. They are about 6 to 8 inches long when full grown, and their lifespan is about 2 to 3 years. Now the dwarf breeds. There are the Campbell's dwarf hamster, the winter white hamster, and the Roborovsky, nicknamed Robo hamster. Let's talk about the Campbell's dwarf hamster. Campbell's dwarf hamsters are about 4 inches long when full grown, and they live about 1.5 to 2 years. Now let's talk about the winter white dwarf hamster. Also, just a quick side note, the winter white and Campbell's dwarf hamster were bred together, and now it's hard to find a purebred one of the two. Winter whites are about 3.5 to 4 inches long when full grown. Their lifespan is about 1.5 to 2 years. It is time to talk about the smallest of all hamsters, the Roborovsky or Robo hamster. They are about 2 inches when fully grown, and they live about 3 to 3.5 years, sometimes 4. The last of the 6 breeds is the Chinese hamster. They can be a bit harder to find than the dwarf hamsters or the Syrian hamsters. At their full-grown size, they are about 4 inches with a noticeable tail, unlike other hamsters. They live about 2.5 to 3 years. Of course, all the things I am saying about how long they are and how long they live may vary, especially how long they live. These are just the typical average lengths and lifespans. Where should you buy a hamster from? Well, pet stores are a popular option. But before you go out and buy an animal, do some research about the animal and where you are planning to get them from. Pet stores don't always keep their animals in the best conditions, and you don't know where they came from. Pet stores may keep adult hamsters together when they are supposed to be solitary. You should also be able to see if the hamster is healthy. If they don't look like they have any health conditions, and you can meet them and they are okay, then you may take them home. Another thing pet stores might do is give you the wrong information. They might say you need cotton fluff bedding, when in reality, hamsters can ingest the bedding and die from it. Personally, I wouldn't recommend a pet store to buy any pet, especially if they are giving you the wrong information about them. So what do you do instead? You can get hamsters, especially a specific breed, from a breeder. Make sure the breeder keeps the hamsters solitary in nice, large, clean enclosures. Ask them about how they care for their hamsters and how they recommend you care for them. Sometimes, you'll also be able to go to a shelter and find a hamster there. Again, you need to make sure the hamsters are kept separately in spacious, clean conditions. Ask them about how they take care of their hamsters. Ask them what they recommend you do to take care of your hamster. Once your hamster is home, put it in its enclosure, which should already be set up, and leave it on its own for about a day and make sure it gets used to its new environment. So, are hamsters good pets? It depends on the person. Do you think hamsters would be a good pet for you? Are you okay with them living only a few years? Their lifespan can be an issue, since many people want a pet that lives longer, so they can get to know them better and spend more time with them. Are you committed to a small, fragile pet that may not be as interactive as some other pets? If you think you can do it, maybe you should consider getting a hamster.